Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
So I guess I get to wrap this up. It's kind of fun, isn't it, to hear different voices talking about different things. As we were thinking about what's my favorite, I thought all those are my favorite, and they all stole them. So I decided to go back to something that Mike read through but didn't really focus on, and that's in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And the angel Gabriel is speaking to Joseph. Joseph is considering not marrying Mary, putting her away, and the angel says this to him: "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." So God very specifically tells him his name will be Jesus. And this is why: for he will save his people from their sins. See, when God made a choice to leave heaven and to enter into his creation and to become one with humanity forever, he did so because he was on a mission. He didn't just do it to check it out and see what it was like to be one of us, but he did it because he knew that we were lost, that we were separated from him, that we were, at that point in time, his enemies, with no ability to restore that relationship. And so he made a choice to become one of us so that he could redeem us. And I think it's beautiful that right at the very, very beginning, the angel Gabriel makes this clear to Joseph that Jesus is here on a mission, and that mission is to save his people, not from their government, not from themselves, or maybe from themselves a little if you read it that way, but he came to save them from their sins, to rescue them, deliver them, set them free. Another way he puts it in Mark chapter 10 is this. And this is Jesus talking about himself, and he says, "Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." The plan from the beginning was for Jesus to die. In Acts chapter 4, it actually says that Jesus was delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God. This was the plan all along. Be born a little baby, grow up as a child, live as an adult, show what God is like to the human race, never ever commit a single sin, do everything your Heavenly Father wants you to do from start to finish, and the final thing that he wanted him to do was to deliver himself up and allow himself to be killed so that he could be punished for the sins of the world. And that's exactly what he did. When I think about Christmas, it's so hard not to think about Easter at the same time, because it's not just the baby in a manger. It's not just that God became flesh, but it's that he became flesh for a reason, and that reason was to rid us of our sins and allow us, or the obstacle that our sins created between us and him, and allow us back into his life. And not just back into his life for a while, but back into his life forever. Through Jesus Christ, we can connect with God. And once we are reconnected to God, that relationship goes on for eternity. It's an awesome, awesome thing for us. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came to serve. That servant candle, you know, that's a beautiful picture of Jesus, right? He's the light of the world. And as he touches each of our lives, he passes that on to us, and we become the light of the world. So as Bob was saying, you know, you move into the neighborhood, and when you move into the neighborhood, what do you bring with you? You bring that light. Right? Jesus lives in us. So wherever we go, whatever we do, he's there. And so we want to bring him to other people. We want that light to be spread from person to person to person. You know, we don't usually do a Christmas Eve evening service. But one of the things I used to like when we did do that was, you know, the little thing where you light the candles and one person starts it off and then the whole room, you know, ends up on fire, you know, because everybody's got one. But it's a perfect picture. It's a perfect picture. Jesus came into the world for us, and he sends us into the world for them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, I am so grateful, always grateful, Lord, for the life that you lived and the death that you died and the fact that God raised you from the dead so that you live forever and that we have that hope and that blessed hope, Lord, that we too will live with you forever. Thank you, Lord, for the life and the light that you give to us this Christmas season and every day. And Lord, I pray that as we go through the stresses and the struggles that this season can bring, sometimes the drama with friends and family, I pray, Lord, that you would give us eyes to see, eyes that will see others as you do, hearts, Lord, that will be filled with love and grace for everyone we meet, that same love and grace that you give to each of us, for Christ's sake. Amen.